The first airport in the world to offer self-driving taxis and terminal, artificial intelligence being used to produce children's books, Apple, Google, and Mozilla teaming up to make a better internet speed tester, and another life saved with the new iPhone 14 satellite locator service. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 115. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, and cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. We have Rob in studio with us today, co-hosting from the Unscrewed Theater. Sir, how are you?
Oh, good. How about you, Aaron?
Nice to see your Mickey Mouse attire on here.
Yep. Always a pleasure to be here.
All right. Are you going to be talking like Mickey Mouse? Or no?
Okay. I don't have a falsetto anymore. My voice changed.
Okay. We'd like to show some love to Mike and the team at Perfection Auto Works for all of your car's needs, reminding you that the best time to fix your problems with your car is before it takes your wheels out of commission. That's why Perfection Auto Works has the free 26-point inspection so that you can fix problems before they happen. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. 8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. We have a great technology show for you today. So some tech news happening this week, as we mentioned before. The first airport in the world to offer self-driving taxis in terminal. Where is that? That is right here in Arizona, Phoenix Sky Harbor.
So the other city in Arizona.
The other. Yeah. Yeah, here in Tucson, we're the second in line. That's why everything is now Southern Arizona. You know, we can't say the greatest in Southern Arizona. You know, we can't say the greatest in Arizona because the greatest things are in Phoenix. You know, I hope I don't get a whole lot of backlash for that. But anyway,
you can direct it to me. I'll take it.
Okay. Well, we ported on the self-driving car service called Waymo. So Waymo is a service powered by Google. They have these autonomous taxis. There's an app, and you can actually hail a Waymo vehicle, self-driving vehicle, the same way that you would hail an Uber or a Lyft, okay? But instead of a person driving the car, you just get this van with all these flippity-doo-dah things all over it, sensors and LiDARs and, you know, AI all plugged up into this car. That car picks you up, automatically opens up the door. You get in, and this driverless car is turning corners and getting you to your destination. Apparently, these cars can now get you to Sky Harbor Airport. And according to the Waymo website, they are still operating more or less in the Chandler area. So how many states do you think actually have legislation for self-driving cars? How many do you think?
Let's see. How many really conservative Republican states that hate regulation are there? probably Arizona might be the first.
Arizona was in the leading top. So there was Arizona was one of the top ones. Michigan and California obviously followed suit. Now,
Michigan with the automotive industry makes a lot of sense.
Sure, there we go. But right now, as of today, there's about 31 states that have legislation for self-driving cars, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're actively doing that. I know I'm still waiting for the Domino's. I've been seeing the commercials for the self-driving, the electric cars that Domino's Pizza was doing. So Domino's is trying to do some sort of automation. They're trying to get flying pizzas, self-driving cars for their delivery service. They even had those self-driving those small cars, the ones that they have up at the university.
Those little six-wheel vehicles that drive around there.
Exactly. Yeah, I forget what they're called. We did an episode on them, so that's interesting.
So are the Waymo vehicles electric, or are they just gas-powered?
They are, I They might be hybrid.
Okay.
I that is an excellent question. I don't have the answer for
that.
I
just wonder what happens if you're in the car and ran out of gas. If you got to drive to a station, you have to fill it up before you could keep going.
That would be a very interesting situation there, that they would work all this technology in there, but they didn't figure out the gas situation or the charge situation. Also, Apple, Google, and Mozilla are teaming up to make a better internet speed tester. So when we are questioning our internet speed, one of the things that we can do is we can check our internet speed. So there's services like Google. You can Google, if you just go onto Google and just do speed test.
Yeah, that's the MLAB one, right?
Well, yeah, there's, yes. So the one that I actually use is called the PC Mag Custom. It's created by PC Magazine. So PC Mag Custom Speed Test. It gives you a big orange screen. It gives you the speed, upload, download, the ping time, and the jitter. I said jitter. So, a lot of people are going to wonder what jitter is. So, jitter is the people don't really care about what jitter is until you are doing anything that that's anything that's live, like a phone call, or you're doing video conferencing, or you're doing like on some sort of online gaming. What jitter is those dips in the speed that happen, like. And you have like no connection for like a few milliseconds, and you just miss like the tail end of somebody's word or the last few syllables of a sentence. That's where your jitter is coming from.
Or the soldier just about to shoot you in Call of Duty.
Yes. Yeah. So those firing games. So that would be an example of an online game. So not all speed testers actually test for jitter speed. So. What Apple, Google, and Mozilla, what I hope that they're trying to do, they're trying to come up with a third generation speed testing system that will work across the board. And if you've ever had your speed tested by your ISP, your internet service provider, they will most likely send you to a testing site or a testing link that is in their favor. Okay. Sometimes when you test your speed, it's not always from your device. Sometimes it's the speed of the router to the internet and not from your device to the internet. So sometimes the way it measures, some of the operations and the modes of operation are affected and can yield different results. Sometimes it's in the favor of the ISP, but sometimes you actually want to know what your actual speed from your device that you are experiencing right at that moment.
Yeah, I care about when I'm streaming stuff on my TV in my living room. I care what that speed is. I don't care what speed my router is.
Exactly. But it's interesting. They have some very, very interesting ways of communicating that to you to get you to believe that it's your problem and not theirs. You know? I've had many of these conversations, and it's actually quite entertaining for me these days. So if you're ever having trouble communicating something clearly to your internet service provider, please give the Computer Doctor a call, and I will be happy to speak on your behalf on that phone call. Also, here is something that's very, very interesting. This goes hand in hand with how far artificial intelligence is actually going now. Artificial intelligence is being used, has been used to produce a children's book, okay? And there's probably going to be more children's books, other books. And we know that AI is out there writing articles, but AI is taking on all kinds of projects. What used to take weeks or years to do manually, AI technology can outcreate and outproduce authentic human creations in just days, hours, or minutes. And this artificial intelligence is being made to use artwork based on a description. So there are websites where you can go to. You can say, draw me a picture of a banana and a cup of milk. Okay, and it'll show you like a photograph quality of a banana and a cup of milk. Okay. And if you don't like that, you can say, do it again. And it'll render it a different way. And it's creating art, okay?
Do it in the style of Andy Warhol.
Yeah, or, you know, picture an angel on Mars, you know, and it'll, okay, Angel on Mars with the sun in the background, yeah. You know, all kinds of things, you know, and it will render that. It'll understand what you mean, and it'll create you an art almost instantly, okay? Depending on your speed, of course. You can always do the speed test. Okay. So they can render your artwork. They can write stories and articles based on a subject. You create the subject. You ask based on a question. You title the article of whatever you want it, and it will write the article for you. Now, when the power of all these technologies come together, they can produce some pretty cool effects. So there's this author by the name of Amir Rashi. He was playing around with this new program called ChatGPT. I was sharing it with some people in the studio here just before the show. I'm still kind of whacked out by what this AI is able to do. It's AI-powered chatbox from OpenAI, and this guy, Amir Rashi, when he started thinking about the ways of artificial intelligence could be used to make a simple children's book to give just to his friends. So the AI created the entire story, and then he went to an AI image maker, and it created all the illustrations for the children's book. And then he just boxed it up and made a book out of it. And now it's being sold on Amazon right now. Okay, the name of the book is called Alice and Sparkle. It's about a little girl and a robot and how they become friends and stuff like that.
Isn't that Short Circuit?
there might be a version of it, but it's like a kiddie.
Short Circuit is a 1980s movie about a robot who comes alive. So Johnny Five.
There we go. I actually saw a video of Johnny Five there. We just had a nice comment from the booth here. Let's ask GPT how the world ends. that's not a bad idea. And we'll see how right it is, you know, when that time comes around. Now, I don't know what's more shocking, that AI is writing books or the fact that people are still buying books. But hey, I think we're coming up against
they buy the Kindle edition.
The Kindle edition, but like physical books. I think there's still a Borders Books that's still open right here in Tucson.
The Barnes & Noble. Borders went out of business, but there's still Barnes & Noble.
The Barnes & Noble, they're still open, right?
Yes, they are.
And they still sell books. Yeah. So I don't know how much longer that's going to be.
Okay. There are some books I buy that I want to pay cash for and not have a record of it, so I go to Barnes & Noble.
There we go. If you are interested in the writing abilities and machine learning of AI, you can Google ChatGPT. That is ChatGPT. We're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week, and another life saved with the new iPhone 14 satellite locator service. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm having some trouble here.
Look, man, it's Christmas Eve and we're closed.
If you just listen to our story. You see, we've been traveling for a long time. Our car is about to die. My wife Mary is about to give birth and no one seems to get us in for car repair. Can you help us?
Hey, is she okay? All right, look, pull your car forward. Here you go, Joseph. Just like new.
This is truly a miracle. It sounds like it's been reborn. How can we ever thank you? How much for this?
Hey, Merry Christmas.
God bless you, sir.
That's strange. There seems to be a bright light shining down on their car. Huh. I wonder who they are. Merry Christmas from all of us at Perfection Auto Works. 323-8650.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Uh, Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Rob, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into our next segment, Rob, tell us about the Unscrewed Theater.
Well, Unscrewed Theater is Tucson's home for improv comedy. We have shows every Friday and Saturday night, and we're doing our Elves Gone Bad, a Pirates Christmas show, which we have shows tomorrow at 1 o'clock, then on Christmas Eve at 1 o'clock. And it's a wonderful interactive family show for the kids, and the kids get on stage and participate and have a lot of fun. All our shows are very interactive with the audience suggestions, so go to unscrewedtheater.org for information on all our shows. We have musical improv, family improv, uncensored improv, and something for everyone.
Okay, well, there you go. And the website again?
unscrewedtheater.org.
Okay, go ahead and check them out. We're going to take a look at some science and tech history. We only had one this day, and Rob, what is it?
It is December 17th. Oh, and I forgot to look at the year.
1903.
Yes, I always have to remember the year, but it was the Wright Flyer in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, the first powered flight. Orville and Wilbur did that day, and let's see if I can actually find the actual numbers here again. The first flight was 12 seconds for 120 feet. First powered flight, of course. Now, they actually did more than one flight that day. They did four flights that day, and the fourth flight was much longer, 852 feet in 59 seconds. So,
all right.
The four, not just the first powered flight, the first four powered flights that day.
All right. And
their luggage was lost.
Luggage. I was going to think of all the airplane jokes to come with that. Did they have peanuts, or popcorn, to sell? Actually, no. Sorry, they don't serve popcorn on an airplane, but the peanuts they do.
And Wilbur got stuck in the middle seat and really hated it.
There we go. Here are some quick announcements. So we had discussed about Windows 8 in some previous episodes. Windows 8, the end of life, had already ended January 12th, 2016. So coming up in just a few short weeks in the month of January, Windows 8.1 end of life will be on January 10th. 2023. So if you are still out, one of the few people out there that are still in Windows 8, not Windows 10, but Windows 8, 8.1 specifically, you have until January 10th to upgrade to something like Windows 10 or Windows 11.
Can I play taps for it?
Dun, 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 there we
dun,
go.
Dun, dun.
There we go. And I actually know quite a few people that are still on Windows 7, Windows XP. The reason why some people may want to stick with some of the older systems is there are some pieces of software that will only run on some of these older systems. Mm-hmm. So if you have a kind of like a vintage type of software that nothing better has come along and you're just like the old one, you might want to find a way to run that program offline. Because if you continue to keep the computer online, you're going to continue to be harassed by all the security vulnerabilities that are going to be coming up over time. I think we're about at the time where people with Windows 7, it's almost you're able to do less and less online with these services. So with Windows 7, unless you're doing something, or Windows 8 or 8.1, if you're still doing something, if you still have these operating systems and you're not wanting to upgrade, the only legitimate reason now is if you're using a software that is only compatible with those older systems. And even if you are still using those systems, try to find a way to run it offline.
I have Lunar Eclipse Maestro as a program I use to photograph Lunar Eclipse and Solar Eclipse Maestro, and it's only on the 32-bit Mac operating system. So I have one old Mac still running a 32-bit operating system. Like you said, I never attached to the internet.
Except
for about 20 seconds before each eclipse to get the clock synced up, because the clock has to be synced down to the second, and then I take it offline again once the clock is synced.
Interesting. It's interesting how that goes. I wonder why. Well, you have that clock drift, because clocks inherently are not perfect. Even computer clocks. That's why any computer that is online, it usually syncs up with a kind of like a universal internet clock.
Yeah. And if you're trying to get Bailey's beads at a solar eclipse, being accurate to the second is important.
Oh, yeah. Well, the universe is right on time.
Yeah.
Universe is never late. Also, the Consumer Electronics Show, the 2023. This is CES 2023, the Computer Consumer Electronics Show will be happening in just a few short weeks as well, January 5th to 8th in Las Vegas. I don't know if I'm going to be going. I would like to go, but I'll probably just get the reviews. But I still have not been to a show yet, so maybe I might just take the wife and head on out, maybe just for one quick day, stay for a few hours, and then come back. We'll see. Okay, here is another life was saved with the iPhone 14 satellite locator service. Now, iPhones that are iPhone 12, iPhone 13, I don't think that they have this service, but thank you. So another, so with the iPhone 14, this satellite locator service, the way it works is, if you're in an accident, you have the ability to turn this emergency satellite service on, or I believe it's by default turned on. And if you are driving in an area that's a dead zone, and for example, you're in an accident like this couple just 2 days ago in California, a couple fell about 300 feet off a treacherous section of the Angeles Forest Highway in California. And it happened to be in a section where there was absolutely no cell service. It was a complete dead zone. It's a spot where the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department usually responds only to fatal crashes. Before the show, we were talking about a little bit about Kitt Peak and some of the roadways leading up to Kitt Peak.
Yes, and in 2016, they found a wreckage of a car that went over the embankment at Kitt Peak and ended up at the bottom of an embankment there. And
How old was that?
2000. Person disappeared in the year 2000, and they found it in 2016. So about 16 years later.
Yeah, so I think that was too late. Did they find anybody in the car?
Yes, there were remains in the car. Okay. I did check that in the news. So
I'm sorry to hear that. But you see, things like that, if a car goes off the edge and nobody is around to see it, what actually happens? What options do they have? There's no cell service. It was unwitnessed. They're by themselves. If nobody heard of the wreckage and there's nobody else that saw it, then what hope is there for survival of anybody? Okay. Apparently, that situations just like that is changing with the iPhone 14 and with other cell phone services that are having this the satellite locator service. So luckily for the couple, Chloe Fields had said she had recently upgraded her phone to the iPhone 14, and she was so thankful to learn that it came equipped with this new emergency SOS system. And it uses the crash detection, and the phone is able to connect directly to satellites. It was able to pinpoint their location, and the authorities were notified, and they were airlifted out of that wreckage. And there's video on that. So we'll post the entire message or the entire rescue on the website, computerdoctorshow.com, with today's episode. So truly, technology is great when it works. Mm-hmm. So I will stand behind that statement. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location at Speedway in Craycraft for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in texts or emails. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check activity on your bank statements on a regular basis. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 115. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Rob co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.